plain crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Not today, but soon. And that's the content of word salad today. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna be talking about berries.
Oh, I see. So it is Amelia.
you sound so gutted.
Amelia was like, it's my birth week, so it's all about me today. And now I see how we've got here. Berries. All right.
Yeah.
The words, the names of berries.
For people who only know me as Amelia Discreet, that is my, Berry is my real last name.
it's a reveal.
I mean, like, what? Well, I was like, should I say that? What are they going to do? Add me on Facebook? Look forward to some self-promo. Like,
So we're talking about berries this morning. Also, hi. Just went straight in with a cold entry there.
But how's it going?
Good.
I have been here for like half an hour lurking. So.
Yeah. This is a high for the medium of radio. Berries, in what way are we talking about them?
I just wanted to talk about different berry names. and I thought... This actually ties into what we were talking about last time, because the word berry itself is the other native English fruit name. So we were talking about apple last time as a generic fruit word.
Yes.
The other one is berry, and those are the only two like native English fruit names.
True.
You had berries and you had apples.
And so that's all you need.
That's all you need.
How were they delineated?
Berries is anything, I guess, kind of like sack-like. Any like a grape, or like a blackberry, that kind of thing.
Yes,
something with, you know, filled with juices.
Got you.
And I think the firmer kinds
are apples,
but I mean you'd have to ask some kind of like proto-Germanic.
I got you.
To go back a few hundred years. But I thought this was going to be terrible and boring. and then I just kept consistently had my mind blown.
Okay.
About the, hey, Rach.
Yes, Amelia.
Why is a strawberry called a strawberry?
Something to do with it's grown in straw? No.
Absolutely not. It's because when they grow, they appear to be strewn.
Ah.
Yeah, they're strewn berries.
Because I always thought,
because
you know,
they're just
when
kind
you...
of a. You know,
I just assumed it was because you put a bit of straw around them, it stops them getting all moldy and mulchy and yuck.
I mean, you also do that, but that is not...
Where the name came from.
I mean...
It's a red herring.
So, this is what my research has turned up. Again, as we've seen in the past, etymology is like...
Contested.
It's like second only to like evolutionary biology, but like with less criminally actionable actions towards women.
True.
It's like, so maybe this is not true, but this is what my research turned up, is that it's from an old verbal participle for strewn. So strawberries. They're all...
My word.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, strawberries, the strewn berries.
The strewn berries, cranberries. The flowers look like the head of the sandhill crane. They're craneberries.
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 I'm going to have to Google what the flower looks like now because I can only visualize the berry.
It's a little pink blossom.
Craneberry flower.
Okay. I was very disappointed to find out that goose.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
It does look like a bird's head.
Yeah, a little.
I see that.
A little bird's head.
The craneberry. I got you.
Gooseberries, nothing to do with geese. I was very disappointed to find this out.
I have always assumed it was a goose thing. Never investigated it, though. Just kept it in my brain.
It's because, a gooseberry is a member of the currant family.
Yes.
And in French, they don't differentiate between gooseberries and red currants, the fools. The absolute fools. And so the French word for red currant is goisiel.
Goisiel.
And so we call them goisiel berries.
They look so different to a red currant, though.
Yes, they do.
Or are they different species?
I think you can get red.
Oh, no,
look,
yes.
I've got a picture here.
There's
can get
red looking ones.
Yeah,
red looking gooseberries.
They're a lot veinier than a currant. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I would ever mistake one for the other, but I'm not French, so.
As the best speaking French person, wait, the best French-speaking person in the room, give us a crack on that word.
Oh, God, what was it again?
Well, I've got it highlighted here.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay.
Go on.
This one.
Croisiel.
Oh, ooh. I didn't do too bad.
Chef's kiss.
Thank you, everyone.
Loganberries and Boysenberries are both named after people who... I get like
some guy called Logan.
Yeah, so the dude called, I was like, wow, this dude must have been like a master berry breeder to create the Logan berry. Nah, he was just a judge who had a kind of untidy garden where various specific varieties of blackberries and raspberries were growing together and interbred to become a Logan berry, and he was like, this is my berry now.
I made that.
It's the Judge J.H. Logan berry. although I believe
they're really long, Logan berries.
They're odd. When my oldest brother was born, my dad told everyone at his work that he'd called him Logan, and everyone at work was like, "Oh, but you're," and he's like, "What?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah," and he kept out for like 2 weeks, I think.
Logan Berry.
What a rude dude. Rudolph Boysen then took the Logan Berry and ran with it, breeding it with the Dewberry.
Ooh. What's a Dewberry? I'm looking up all of these berries.
Dewberries look kind of... They don't look that appealing, to be honest. They look like a kind of...
They look like you shouldn't eat them.
They look like a scuzzy blackberry.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, this is my berry.
So,
this is the Rudolph Boysen Berry.
When I was a kid, I was told that by my brother that only the boys were allowed to eat boysenberries, and that was why they were called that. And I believed that for about 5 minutes. And then I asked Mum, and she was like, don't be ridiculous. And that was how that one ended. But it's still sort of lodged in the back of my brain as one of those fake facts that might surface accidentally if I don't watch it.
You're only allowed to eat them if your name's Rudolph.
Yeah.
Raspberry is slightly more obscure. It's possibly named after a kind of like Anglo-Latin word for a kind of rose-colored wine.
Raspis. Maybe.
And so it's like the berry that tastes like this wine that we like. But it's also
Sounds good.
From a Germanic word for a thicket. Because they're often named for kind of how they grow, what it looks like. Like, blackberries haven't always been blackberries. They used to, and I love this so much more, be brambleberries.
Oh, I like that.
Brambleberry. Or bramble apples.
Brimbleberry.
They even confused that. They only had two words for fruit, and they mixed it. They're like, oh, it's a bramble apple. I'm pretty sure that's a brambleberry.
Can't you see it's a sack full of juice?
But the last name has nothing to do with all of this.
Okay.
It comes from an Old English birig.
Oh, so your surname.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about now. Berry is
It's not to do with
Amelia.
The fruit at all, people at my high school. it comes.
Take that.
It comes from one of those like meany Old English words for like a fortified place.
Then
it comes to mean like a manor house. So people with the last name Berry were often servants of the house kind of thing.
So not judges with kooky gardens.
No, although in France there was a Duc de Berry.
Duc de Berry.
Who in the medieval times had a famous Book of Days commissioned.
What's a Book of Days again?
It's like a book, and it's got pretty pictures in it. And if you're posh, you look at the pictures and you go, oh, this is what a farmer looks like.
Did the monks do them?
All kinds of people did them.
Okay.
I think they were more of like a specialised artisanal work.
Someone wants to know about Cape gooseberries or Love in a Cage. Is it just because it wears a little hat?
I mean, I didn't go that specific with my gooseberry research. I will actually look into this because I ate a lot of these growing up, and they do have a little... I always thought of them as having a little paper lantern over them.
Yeah. Lantern berry. Is that a thing?
Could be.
Probably.
So many kinds of berries that I'd never heard of.
What's the best berry that you came across?
I mean...
Lantern berries are a thing.
Oh, there you go.
They're really pretty. But they do also actually just look like a variety of gooseberry. Look at that. Doesn't that look like a little gooseberry to you guys? Sort of.
Oh, that's what I thought we were talking about. Oh, well, no.
Maybe
Love in a Cage is a whole other thing. Sounds like a strong 80s ballad, though. Love could see Berlin coming through with Love in a Cage.
This has pivoted us to our musical part of the segment. You've picked somehow the most ideal song for this.
Yes.
It's by The Perfect Garden.
Yes.
And the track's called Amelia.
Well, I only get to be indulgent this one time a year, or at least that's what I tell myself.
Happy birthday, Amelia. When did this song come out?
It only actually came out in like 2017, but it was recorded in 1991. It's like New Zealand's lost C86 jangle pop legends.
So good. Let's have a listen. Oh, Amelia, you kill me. You hurt me all the time. That is The Perfect Garden with Amelia. Great choice. Thank you, Amelia.
That one goes out to everyone who I've killed or injured.
Okay. Hopefully not too many people there. We just had a call from Caroline, who wanted to correct the French pronunciation of what word, Zoe?
Groseille. We've got it perfect now. Gooseberry in French is groseille. And if you're from Belgium, the R is a little bit harder. but it's the A at the end that really makes it.
I'm pretty sure you pronounce it goose.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you very much, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.